Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Anyway, this Mike Preston column of the Baltimore Sun about Lamar Jackson. There are a lot of people that are already disputing it. That are already kind of saying, wait, where did this come from? Well, here's the thing, guys. Like, I had one dude say, wait, I never understand these claims. Lamar playing games late and falling asleep in meetings. Kyler Murray was the person those claims referred to. Dude, that was like 3 years ago. No other quarterback could have that problem? Somebody called him a clown. Mike Preston is not just, he's not hanging out with Lamar at night. He's not involved in team meetings. He's being told this by people that probably feel like they're being unfairly blamed. And again, you can start pointing the finger and narrowing that list. I have no idea if this is true or not. But Mike Preston of the Baltimore Sun, longtime beat reporter, has known Lamar his entire career. He's covered Harbaugh his entire career, covered Eric DaCosta his entire career. There's no chance that he's just making this up to make Lamar Jackson look bad. No chance. Zero. Now, listen. Again, this could be, I guess, the greatest ruse of all kind, of all time. He's saying the Ravens, and he's right, should look at possible trades, which could net them 2 or 3 first-round picks. It says Jackson would love to play in Miami. That's the first place I thought of. Buddy of mine, Birdman, said the Jets. I said, how about Miami? Tua Tagovailoa is on the way out, no longer the starter. How about in Vegas? Tom Brady, right? The Ravens paid him a lot of money. We've seen teams not afraid to take on big dead cap salary hits to get rid of somebody that they think is more trouble than it's worth. I don't know if that's the situation here, but it sure isn't a good look. It sure isn't a good look, and I highly doubt it's made up and just out to get Lamar Jackson. Now, you can question whether it's right to do this or not, You can question who did it. You can question whether it was necessary. But stuff like this doesn't just get made up out of nowhere, guys. 301-230-0980, quick trending alert, and then we'll get to your calls on the other side. I promise we're coming right back to you on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. We're with you until 4 o'clock today, right here on the Team 980. No burgundy and gold today coming up. Just a, I think they're going to sync up both stations and have Linnell and Toby Altizer carry you through burgundy and gold today, right here on the Team 980. But back to the Lamar Jackson column. Mike Preston of the Baltimore Sun, longtime beat reporter. Some people are not happy with him already. Awful announcing reminded me of a couple of things that I forgot to bring up, you know, just because I read the main meat, if you will, of the column. And the column is called Ravens, Lamar Jackson are at a crossroads. And, of course, multiple claims, what have you, falling asleep in the meetings, video games. He also accused the Ravens of accommodating the 28-year-old Jackson's behavior by holding practices later in the day. Later in the day, presumably so that Lamar Jackson could sleep in because he's up late playing video games. He says, quote, a major problem, a lot of it is on the Ravens, is that there are team rules and that there are rules for Jackson. That's why Baltimore practices in the heat of the afternoon instead of in the morning. That's presumably during training camp. He said also, quote, once the Ravens become critical of Jackson, he becomes more withdrawn. It's a shame because Jackson isn't a mean-spirited person, just an overgrown kid in an adult's body. Now, one last part. Nick Wright, a lot of you know him. Fox Sports 1, whatever, longtime radio guy. A lot of people think he's great. Whatever. He said, I appreciate Mike Preston putting in print what I've been alluding to all year. There's a real and obvious disconnect with Lamar and John Harbaugh, and the Ravens correctly feel Lamar has some growing up to do. All right, let's get you aboard in the show. We can talk about Commanders, Cowboys, and Lamar Jackson, and Christmas. Say hello to Lap. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Happy holidays.
Same to you, bud.
Hey, yeah, it's funny because I wanted to ask you something. I'm going to say something about this game, and then I wanted to ask you something about the Lamont, a few teams that are struggling right now. And, you know, do we look that bad right now? Because, I mean, look at the Chiefs, man. I mean, they got three Super Bowls recently, but who would have thought they would never make the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Look at the Ravens, man. You know, the Bills struggled there, and Detroit could possibly not make it, you know. They still, like, 1.5 game out of that last wild card spot. So I was just wondering, like, when you look at all these, look at the Bengals. Like, if you look at all these other teams, does our situation look that bad? You know, do we have some promising to look forward to next season? Then,
you know, it's actually a good point because we don't talk about that enough. Would you rather be the Commanders or would you rather have the Bengals? Now, the Bengals got Joe Burrow, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. They've got two great wide receivers, and they've got really not much. I mean, a fairly good running back who came alive only like in the second half of the season. Yeah. A decent offensive line, but that like nothing on defense. Really nothing. I mean, I don't want to say they have no hope, but I mean, look at the Jets.
Yeah, it's interesting, and is the tide changing? Like, look at Trevor Lawrence. You know, C.J. Stroud, you know, I think he's going to be dangerous, man. Look at Sam Darnold, you know. He did it again with another team. Now, we don't know what he's going to do with the postseason, but
I hear you.
You know, he's done it winning teams with two different organizations have winning records. So, it's just interesting, man, like, with the NFL, man. It's a different sport compared to a lot of other leagues, man. It's different, but I'm just wondering if some of these teams are kind of falling out, man. Are we going to see this trend of these newer teams? You know, look at the Patriots. You know, look at Denver. Like, these teams. And this is the thing. Not that long ago, all the teams that you're seeing now or even in the last couple of years, Rooster, been sorry for years, man. It's just amazing. It's like, that's what makes you mad about our team, because it's like, when is our time, man? When can we have that nice 5-7 year run?
Well, that's what everybody's trying to accomplish. Not one great year, 5 to 7 really good years.
Exactly. So it doesn't sting as much if you have a bad year like the Chiefs having now.
Yes, sir.
That's the Super Bowl.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll see, man. All right, for this game, and we'll see what happens, man.
I appreciate you, man. Happy holidays. Be safe, all right? Appreciate you. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Rick in North Carolina. What's up, Rick? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, Rick.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I was going to say to you, next year with the Washington schedule, you won't have as many primetime games to worry about.
Oh, that's sweet.
Are we Oprah in primetime this year? We're Oprah, right?
They lost in Kansas City. They lost against Seattle. Yeah, yeah. They lost against Chicago. Yes, I think so.
It would have been easy to the top of games we won.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Well, to your point, Sunday at 1 o'clock against bad teams like the Raiders and the Giants are a sweet spot. They did beat the Chargers, though.
Yeah.
They did beat the Chargers.
That was a 4:25 game, but then it was a prime. Well, it was sort of the national game, but then I think it got kicked out of the national game too.
No, you're right. They are winless in the primetime games. There is no doubt. They lost to the Packers Thursday night, week two. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I sort of feel like you sometimes when you talk about it, because I'm just I get football overload. Yeah, to me, I'm 67, so I can remember on Sunday you got probably three games on the network: one on NBC, one on CBS, and a primetime game. No Sunday night, no Monday night. Now, Monday night's been around for a while, but I could really, because Sunday night rolled around, Chris, I don't even want to watch it. Unless it's Washington, I'll turn to the game in the late third quarter, early fourth quarter. It's just like a football overload, and of course,
Rick, that is interesting because a lot of times that's what I do too. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I am so footballed out after Thursday night, all day Saturday, college usually. All day Sunday, sometimes starting at 9:30 in the morning with these London and overseas games. Come Sunday night, I just I can't take it. I need to do something else.
it's too much. Now, with the Lamar thing, you know, after 8 years, you kind of expect, you should expect his body to start to break down, because you look at RG3 and then you look at Cam Newton. And what happened to these guys, man? Cam Newton, he was basically shot by the time he was 30, 31. I mean, your body just, you know, you just can't take that pounding. Now, I wouldn't move on from Lamar. I would want to see him come back healthy next year. But they said he counts $74 million against the cap next year.
It's something like that. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. It's something like
that. No, they showed it on ESPN this morning. I was like, Lord have mercy. I mean, maybe that's why they had to call those. They do we do this? Or,
well,
so if it came down to Harbaugh or Jackson, who do you think
would win? And here's the thing. Lamar, might be untradeable, even though there will be teams that are interested. There will be plenty of rumors and bandied about. But Baltimore, if they're really pissed and if they really want a clean slate, they might be just willing to take the hit, because they've seen it work for other teams. Like Minnesota took the hit. Philadelphia took the hit for Carson Wentz, and it worked out. Like, they were able to clear the deck after 1 year of swallowing a huge pill. But to your point, if they cut him before June 1st, overthecap.com has it at $86.5 million worth of dead money, and the cap number that you were talking about is $74.5 million. You're right.
All right. They, Baltimore's at the point where they got to decide to keep Lamar or start a rebuild, because Derrick Henry, the best of him. So
they might have to clear the deck.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
No doubt. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you. I got to run. Appreciate you. Got to hit a timeout so we can get some more calls. Let's do that on the other side. We'll get to the Birdman, who started this last night. But thanks to him, because I didn't see it. I was wrapping Christmas presents, and I was like, oh, we've got something for the show tomorrow, baby, on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.